Good evening. In the form of the four practice principles, the first begins, at least in the way Joko originally wrote it, caught in self-centered dream, only suffering. Reflect on this for a moment. In that, caught in self-centered dream, only suffering, what's most important? What word or phrase is most important? They each have their own importance, but what is most important for you at this moment, or when you recite that? Is it caught? Is it the dream? Is it the self-centered nature of the dream? Is it the suffering? It's good occasionally to reflect on this in order to clarify both what we're doing and even more to enable us to see when we're doing what results occur. Very much like as in the Heart Sutra, which begins Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep prajna paramita, clearly saw emptiness of all the five conditions, thus completely relieving misfortune and pain, completely relieving suffering. Caught? What is it we do when we're caught? What is the dream? In one sense, this is vital because it's important for us to be able to see when and how this is occurring in our life. When we're sitting, it's easy to see self-centered dreams or dreams, leave aside the self-centered, but don't leave aside the self-centered, arising. Most of the time, it's like when we get up in the morning and go out and look up and see, oh, what's the weather today? Oh, it's cloudy, a little drizzly. Oh, it's windy. Oh, it's too cold to go out. Ah, it's too hot. It's too sunny. All the various conditions of the sky. All of that is important for us to note, and also to note our reaction to it. Ah, I was going to go for a picnic, but it looks like it's going to rain. Oh, the surf's up. Ah, it's not what I want today. Or, and you could fill in more, all sorts of conditions blow through our life. All sorts of conditions appear as the dream of the moment. But if we forget that all these rain, storm, tornado, hot, sunny, cold, snow. If we forget that really the name of all of those is just the sky, if we lose track that each and every one of those is the sky, then we become blinded by, become caught by our story about it or our self-centered reaction to it. The fundamental point that we often miss is that it's all the sky. We, our life, is exactly this, if we want to use the word emptiness, that is exactly each particular form of this moment. And our task or opportunity is to experience this moment as is. It's not our task in the sense that it's something extra, but it's the very nature of who we are. It's exactly this form of the moment, raining, hot and sunny, scary. Oh, that's interesting, interesting, interesting. Or all sorts of other forms, we could use it that way, all sorts of other ways of manifesting this that we are, seeing, hearing, smelling, cognizing. It's only what we add on to it. It's only holding on to what we add on to it. It's only believing there's something wrong with the way it is that leads us to miss this form just as it is, and instead add on, therefore I need to do something, thereby that's bad, thereby that's good. Why is it happening to me? The stories about the sky that lead us to miss that our whole life is this great sky. Lead us to miss, if you want to say, the form of the form right now, which is perfect. Which is perfect. I'll say it again. Perfect. It's the perfect cause and effect of the universe right now. And it's up to us to then clarify, how do I respond to this? Or where am I getting caught up in my story about how it should be for me or should not be for me, or how she or he should or shouldn't, as the Buddha calls it, the therefore, thereby, therein, that we do and miss the experiencing of this moment. Even miss being the dream of this moment. The dream isn't a problem. The dream is just one of the functions of being human. Until we're not dreaming, we dream. It's failing to notice the dream as the dream, believing our story about how the dream ought to be, and therefore justifying getting upset with myself, with others, suffering about it, being sure it shouldn't happen, being sure I could do this if only I did that. All of those are ways for us to refuse to be the emptiness that manifests completely as this sky with the clouds as they are. And the clouds aren't clouds up there, but clouds can be the people in our life, the condition of our body, the condition of our mind, the political nature, the social nature, the economic nature, what happens between my relatives, my friends, out in the ocean, and all sorts of other ways. The fundamental point of practice is that the sky keeps manifesting in myriad forms in the specific form of right now. And the sky is as impersonal as the person sitting next to you, the person that you share your house or apartment with, your coworker, someone on the radio, on TV, someone you bump into when you're getting onto the bus, the driver next to you. Those are various forms of the perfect way that we make trouble with our likes and dislikes, because we don't appreciate and see clearly that right now is my opportunity. Even right now, if my mind is all, okay, what's mine to do right now? Not to escape that, but how do I respond to that experiencing of mind, emotion, thought, whatever way we call it? That's practice. That's the practice when we're on the cushion, if that's the way our mind is on the cushion. We don't give scores or grade our sitting. It's good sitting today, bad sitting today. Such nonsense is not Zen practice. Yes, we sit down. We allow our mind to still. We use various forms, whether it's koan or noting where we're caught up in chattering or being breath or any other of many forms. But those are supports. Supports to enable us to be who we are, which is, if you want to use the word form of emptiness, fine. If you want to say forms of form, fine. If you want to say the great sky, fine. If you want to say the bodhisattva right here, fine. If you want to say, I am Genmyo, I am just myself. Just this body. You know, a little aged, a little weak, a little bit blind. That's the way. So I can sit, but sometimes I have tremors. I can be still, but it hurts being cross-legged. Didn't used to hurt. Oh, so terrible that it hurts. Oh, what's the matter? All of that is just adding on, is caught in a self-centered dream. If I miss the aches of this moment, doesn't mean I don't do stretching exercise to take care of my hip problems, or I don't put eye drops in to take care of my eye problems. But When we add on thereby, that means therefore, it shouldn't, and we don't notice those. If we notice those are just more clouds in the sky. No big deal. There's no big deal. Clouds of all sorts appear in our sky. Some of them are crazy thoughts. Some of them are anger. Appearing is not up to us, but holding on and playing with them without noticing it is our opportunity to make a practice effort when needed. We are not in control of our dreams when we sleep, even though some people attempt to be in control of it. That's more caught in self-centered dream. And some of them become successful at that. You can become very successful at doing all sorts of things, but that isn't what the Buddha's teaching is. That isn't what Zen practice is. That isn't what the sky is. You might be able to build all sorts of shelters, but the sky just keeps manifesting the universe form of life right now. And our task, if I use it that way, whether when we're sitting or whether throughout the day, is to notice where our story about it, our therein, therefore, thereby, our likes and dislikes, if we use those kinds of words, where those get in the way of, get in the way of the perfect way, a little clumsy phrasing there, get in the way of the way. And those are the way too. And yet, there's something we can do. So we can say, being just this moment, but we always are just this moment. And yet, we can refuse to be. And that's where, in the Buddha's simplest instruction, he says, that's where therein, thereby, therefore, creates suffering. And being able to let go of that, to see it when it's arising, when it's occurring automatically or habitually, is to be able to relieve suffering, as the Heart Sutra says, relieve your suffering and the suffering of others, the suffering of the consequences of what we do with that. Because then we don't look at the real form of the universe. We don't see the form of the universe that is our particular life. So it's up to us. Zen isn't about trying to go to some special place. Zen is being right where you are and then doing what's called for. Yes, take medication if you have an illness, all sorts of different medications. Some of them are various forms of practice, but they're all temporary medications. Some of them are pills that we put in our mouth. Some of them are activities. Some of them include talking to other people, using a text or something that helps us. But if we think it's helping us to get to somewhere else, then we're missing that the very form of this sky moment is the whole sky, the whole of the universe is exactly the emptiness of form, the form of form, the emptiness of emptiness. Exactly the end of suffering, and the end of suffering is the end of harming. Okay, I've spoken enough, and now if you want, you can ask questions, bring something up. If there's something for me to respond to, I will. Whoever set up the recording, maybe stop the recording now so people feel free to bring up whatever they wish without being recorded.